The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our show, Kiss Your Life Hello. We have here Dr. Vijay and Dr. H. How are you, Dr. H, this wonderful morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to, actually, tomorrow morning, I'm going to Orlando, Florida to visit my grandchildren. So I'll be gone for about 3 or 4 days. So looking forward to that trip. I usually go there like about twice a year. So if they're listening, I love you all. I'm looking forward to hearing and seeing you guys tomorrow.
Well, that is really very, very sweet that you're making time to be with your family and relationships, something very important that all of us need to think about. So thank you for putting it out there, you know, being with your family. It's so important.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to do a little plug. There's an excellent magazine called Wellbeing Journal. You can get it at any of your local health food stores. I know the Whole Foods carries it around the country. Or you can go to Wellbeing Journal, altogether, Wellbeing Journal, WellbeingJournal.com. It's an excellent, excellent magazine. And these little snippets that you and I talk about since we've had the show, they have these great little articles. There's some full-length articles and these little sidebars of information.
They sure do, and I love reading on all aspects of health. They do meditation, they do a diet and nutrition, and you know conventional allopathic medicine. The dangers that you have to look out. And one of my favorite columns is the first-person narrative. You know, somebody who has recovered or survived a terminal illness like cancers. Mm-hmm. You and I know about that very, very well. And, you know, they do report on what patients do to recover from, you know, severe illnesses.
This type of magazine, it goes beyond natural health, better nutrition, any of these magazines that have been out there. Because I've written some articles for a lot of these national magazines. But I'm very, very impressed. Scott Miner and his wife have had this magazine for several years. I think when I lived in Florida, they had this magazine out there. And it's excellent. But the article that I want to talk about, which would coincide to our great guest that we're going to have later on this morning, is called The Good Fats and Oils. It's called Substitute Healthy Fats and Oils for Trans Fats. The taste is better, and your mineral absorption from the foods you're eating them with you will be enhanced. And this is really interesting, you know, these studies that have been done, and you know, you as a medical doctor have known about a lot of these studies. It says here, Harvard released a 14-year study of 84,000 women, which concluded that substituting butter for trans fat cut the risk of type 2 diabetes by 40%. You know, remember when they were kicking and yelling, screaming, and saying, oh, butter's terrible for you, butter's not good?
Absolutely.
And now, all of a sudden, after 14 years, duh, they're saying, no, butter is better than trans fat, cut the risk of type 2 diabetes by 40%. Hmm. There's another article here from the New England Journal of Medicine, published a 17-year study of men, which found that those with the highest blood levels of omega-3 fats were more than 80% less likely than their counterparts to die suddenly from heart disease. I mean, that's some powerful information. I wish it wouldn't take so long for the studies. You know, you and I have been writing some books for years, and we've been talking about the importance of omega-3s. And our guest today is going to talk about green lipid mussel, which has 200 times more omega-3s than any of the other fish oils on the market. The big thing, though, that I just want to say, Dr. Vijay, is that we need to be concerned about the ratio of omega 6 omega 3s. Most of us have a tendency of eating too much omega 6s, and we can get that in grains. We can get this even if we're carnivorous and we're carnivores and we're eating meat. We're still going to get a lot of omega 6s. It's important to have that ratio. So what's happening in today's society is that we're eating way too much omega-6s, probably 20, 30% times more than we are of omega-3s. And the rule of thumb, I've been told, is that 2 or 3 to 1, so 2 to 3 more omega-6 than omega-3s. But the omega-3s are very important, too, and in your fish oils, and particularly your green lipid mussel, which we'll talk about in a few minutes with Dr. Halpern, is that this is much more powerful. To get that proportion is very important, but I'm glad the study finally came out and saying butter is good. It's just like, remember the controversy about eggs?
Yes.
Don't eat eggs. You know, you're going to get sick eating eggs, and all of a sudden they're saying, oh, eggs are good for you.
Well, I think it's all in moderation, Dr. H. I mean, that's the most important thing that we need to look at. And it is important. I think you've raised a very, very good point that Americans are eating, you know, 25, 30 times more omega-6 fatty acids than omega-3 fatty acids. And it's more important to supplement the diet with omega-3 fatty acids and primarily to reduce inflammation and prevent heart disease than with omega-6 fatty acids, as most individuals are not, like you said and rightly pointed out, not omega-6 deficient. And it's a very important thing because you and I talked about this before, that as early as the late 1990s, we know that almost half of all Americans and Europeans died of heart disease. Right. And it has been predicted that by 2010, virtually all Americans will die of either heart disease or cancer, some form or the other. And this is pretty scary news because right now we're estimating that some 68 million Americans suffer from some form of heart disease, you know, this year. And the numbers keep growing. And some 1 million Americans were going to have a heart attack this year. And as frightening as this number is, over 1 million more will die of some type of cardiovascular disease, with the leading killer being congestive heart failure.
And 2010 is right around the corner.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is like getting to be more and more important. And what I'm looking at here now is there was an explosive, right now we're thinking, rethinking a number of doctors now, and even, you know, professionals in healthcare field are thinking, could the medical establishment, by the unfettered support of the use of statins to lower cholesterol, you know, inadvertently, can they be exacerbating the rising incidence of cancer and heart disease? And it's interesting because there was an explosive article that was published in 2007 issue of the Journal of American College of Cardiology. And in that study, it showed that the statins, and that was previously reported to have relatively few side effects, can actually significantly increase the risk of cancer. And specifically, the increased risk of cancer has been significantly correlated with the lowering of LDL, the LDL, what we call the bad cholesterol, and this was an unforeseen negative outcome. And with the statin use, the increase in cancer deaths counteracts the supposedly lower cardiac mortality associated with lowering cholesterol. You know, when you look at the neutral effect or increased overall mortality. Translation, with statin use, even if you don't die of a heart attack, you will likely die of cancer. So this is like a very important thing because there are also other independent analysis confirming that, you know, when you look at the, like, you know, saturated fat was previously blamed for the buildup of arterial plaque, the material that significantly narrows the diameter of arteries. But now there was a study in The Lancet, even as early as 1994, it showed that all the independent analysis showed that when they analyzed the plaque, they found it contained more than 10 different compounds, none of which consisted of saturated fat. And like I said, there were other independent analysis that confirmed the lack of saturated fat in any arterial plaque. So this is very interesting.
This is a wake-up call for us. Excuse me, to take a look and see what are the foods that we're eating. You know, when they talk about in this article about the trans fat, they're talking about margarine, they're talking about shortening lard, they're talking about the stuff that you spray on where you can't believe it's butter type of thing. Please read the ingredients, and it'll if you have hairs in your back and your neck, they're going to rise, because this stuff is the stuff that these doctors are finally, and scientists are finally realizing, hey, you know, we made a mistake. Butter is okay. You know, omega-6s are okay because we need them, but we also need omega-3s, and we need to keep this in proportion. And what you're talking about is very, very powerful. I mean, heart disease and cancer, what was it, last week or 2 weeks ago when I talked about the longevity average age in the United States compared to the world is low. I mean, you would think that what we have with healthcare, we'll talk about that next week, and or the abilities of having good food, unfortunately it's processed food, or the ability to go to a health food store and get supplements, and some, I mean, talking about good supplements.
Right.
We have the ability to keep our bodies healthy, but we're not listening. We're not listening. I mean, our show is a great, great message. You and I are great messengers to give out this information, say, hey, this is the wake-up call. Boys and girls, 2010 is only like a couple months away, and if these statistics are what they're talking about, what Dr. Vijay talked about, this is important for us to listen and to wake up and be aware and start making some choices for ourselves.
Absolutely. And the more information that people have, you know, the much better. But having said that, we are going to have a fabulous program today with Dr. Georges Halperin, who is going to talk about his book called Inflammation Revolution. And he's going to talk about a natural solution for arthritis, asthma, and other inflammatory disorders. And this is very, very, very important. Like, we're going to be discussing more on, you know, what are the omega-3, where are the omega-3 fatty acids that's the best form of control of inflammation. So wait till we come back from the break, and we'll have our guests on board with us.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure. Or call 877-853-PURE. Your health is your greatest treasure and the foundation for everything in your life. Learn about your health and all aspects of wellness and healing, both from a traditional perspective and from a natural one as well. Your hosts, Drs. Patrick Donovan and Herb Joyner-Bey, will encourage lively discussion about health and medicine in a light style that makes it easy for you to understand. The show is called Paradox of Health. Listen every Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
This ain't your mama's brain and health show.
Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Hi, welcome back, everyone, to our show, Kiss Your Life Hello. We have a very exciting next segment here. We have with us a distinguished author, a medical doctor who has also got a PhD, and his name is Dr. George Halpern. And Dr. George Halpern, as we talked about in the beginning of this the show, he wrote some incredible book. One of them is The Inflammation Revolution. And the other one is the amazing healing extract of the green-lipped muscle lipid oil. But so welcome to the show, Dr. George, George as he likes to be called. We're very excited to have you here. Please tell us how you got into this research with this exciting field of marine lipid oils from New Zealand, and a little bit about your background that our listeners will be interested to hear.
Well, thank you for having me on the show. First, about the green lip muscle of New Zealand. I was interested in them because I love them. I work in Hong Kong, and I've been working there for years. And they are available at this Sunday brunch buffet, and I generally pick out on them because I like them a lot. They are much better for your body if you eat them like the coastal Maoris of the southern island of New Zealand, who go to the beach and eat them raw for breakfast. But, you know, it's not always easy to fly for breakfast to the southern island of New Zealand. So when you cook them, they lose, they are still very good, but they lose much of their healthy properties. And so I got interested in them because there is a revolution in medicine these days. A revolution means that something that has been like a planet has been turning, cycling, the sun comes back to its origin. And this is what a lot of people are, including in the medical field, are experiencing these days. We need to go back to basics. And instead of trying to kill a disease, and generally by harming the patients, sometimes by harming the patients, we need to understand better physiology and what things that we can find in foods, for instance, could do for our well-being. So these are the two reasons why I got interested in this fabulous mollusk.
So the old expression, if we eat the right foods, the body can do the body can do its own natural healing. Is that correct, George?
Well, we don't. You know, each person is different, and each person is different from minute to minute. But there are some general rules that apply to human beings. If there are some foods that are working on some of our organs or fit into our genome by stimulating the right responses, yes, we can, in fact, and we should, eat the right food for the right people. It's not that easy, but there are some general rules that apply. For instance, as we all know, fresh fruits and vegetables, if they are not contaminated by pollutants or lethal bacteria, are very, very important. We also need, for an adult, 1 gram of protein per kilogram of weight, and for children more than that. So we need to have proteins and we need to have fruits and vegetables. But there are some components from fat that are very, very important to maintain our body working properly.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at what type of fat people were eating 150 years ago, they were eating in many parts of the world, they were eating fat from the ocean or from the rivers,
mm-hmm.
in a ratio of one compared to one from what was grown or harvested in the soil. And right now, because of the industrialization of oils and fats, we eat about 10 times more fats from the soil, be it oils or animal fat, when compared to fat from the river or the lakes or from the sea. And this is not good.
Right. You talked a lot about the arthritis. You mentioned that you were studying this medical phenomena, that incredibly low incidence of arthritis due to this Maori's, the indigenous people in New Zealand, consumption of this raw green-lipped mussels. And they found that the research is finding that this delicacy reduced arthritis by decreasing inflammation. I'm very excited about this because you talk about foods that reduce inflammation, and we've been finding lots and more on my end of my teams, like fermented soy and curcumin is doing that. So I'm very excited to hear about. But what is the specific? What is in a green-lipped mussel lipid oil capsule that's causing so much of reduction in inflammation? As you know, arthritis is a huge problem for millions of Americans here, and the disability suffered by arthritis is tremendous. What can you tell us about what is exactly in this green-lipped mussel lipid oil capsule?
The way it's extracted is fairly simple. There are in the essentially in the Marlborough Sound area, which is the northern part of the southern island of New Zealand, there is a huge area that has been designed as pure, which means that the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries of New Zealand has forbidden any type of human made pollution. Of course, when it rains, and it rains quite a lot over there, some of the soil and the minerals from the coast leach into the water, but that's it. And the ships are not allowed to sail very close to the shore, so they have a very, very, very clean and pristine environment. So the mussel are harvested, they are farmed on wires and on ropes. They are harvested, then they are crushed, then they are generally, they are freeze-dried, the meat, the flesh is freeze-dried, and then through a process which is called supercritical CO2 extraction, only the oil is extracted and there is no heating. So the polyunsaturated fatty acids, the active components, are preserved. And what is important to understand, is that these mussels feed on plankton, on microscopic plants and animals that are in their environment. So this is their food. What many people don't realize is that that area of the planet is exposed to huge amounts of ultraviolet radiation. First, because it's the sea. Second, because it's quite sunny over there. And three, it's close to Antarctica, where, as you know, there is a hole in the ozone layer which allows more ultraviolet to hit the area. So the food of the muscles react against these radiations by creating large amounts of antioxidant to protect their DNA. And the muscles eat a lot of these and transform them into one component which contains fatty acids and carotenoids, and it's a unique composition with many components that are not found anywhere in the animal or the vegetal environment that we know. Right. So that's the first reason. The second reason is that you need a small capsule, or actually a few small capsules, when compared to very large capsules of fish oil to get somewhat an effect. The other problem with fish oil is that it affects, and it's used, it's FDA approved for that, it affects clotting. So if you don't want to have clots in your blood vessels, essentially in your arteries, of course, large amounts of fish oil are recommended, just like aspirin works the same way by preventing clotting. However, for and there's absolute evidence that the regular dosage of the green lip muscle oil does not make people bleed. If they have to clot, if they cut themselves and they don't want to bleed forever, the green lip muscle oil will be okay. If they take fish oil, 3 grams a day or more, or if they take aspirin, they will bleed for a long, long time, and sometimes they may bleed spontaneously in their brain or in their belly, and that's not good.
So, George, excuse me, before you go further, this is really important.
Yes.
If we're taking a lot of fish oil, we can run into problems if we're taking aspirin and or Coumadin?
Well, actually, yes. If you look at the FDA website, it tells you that the combination of fish oil and aspirin and Coumadin is bad. Well, it's not bad. It's not true. It's bad for people who do that on themselves. If it's controlled regularly with lab tests and by a physician or a health practitioner, then it can be beneficial. But, you know, a lot of people think, okay, I'm going to take aspirin, and I'm not going to take any chances, so I'm taking 3, 4, 5 grams of fish oil, despite the bad breath, and then suddenly the statistics are here. People get side effects, which are sometimes very, very serious side effects, because fish oil prevents clotting and increases the risk of bleeding, either provoked or spontaneous.
Let's pause for a few seconds, because it's a powerful message what you have, and we'll come back after commercial break. So right now, Dr. VJ and Dr. H, what we are doing is interviewing an awesome man, Dr. George Halpern. He likes to be called George, and his book is called The Inflammation Revolution, and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com or call 877-853-PURE. Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
This ain't your mama's brain and health show.
Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone, to the next segment here on Kiss Your Life. Hello. We continuing our interview. This is Dr. Vijay and Dr. H with Dr. George Halpin. And Dr. Halpin is the amazing author of this book that you absolutely, absolutely must read. It's called The Inflammation Revolution. And we are talking about a natural solution for arthritis, asthma, and other inflammatory disorders. So, Dr. George, tell us more about how the mechanism of action and how does this green muscle, lipid oils, a New Zealand delicacy, how does it actually work?
We have some evidence of three types of activities. One is on the membrane of cells that are associated with inflammation. Let me take an example. If you stick yourself with a dirty needle, which I hope you won't, but a few minutes and suddenly a few hours later, because you have injected and unwillingly a bunch of bacteria under your skin, you're going to have an inflammatory reaction. And the inflammation has four characteristics. The first one, it's red. The second one, it's hot or warm. Three, it's swollen. And four, it hurts. And that's what people know. They say it hurts.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be infected to get that. Nothing improves with age except great red wines from Bordeaux. but what happens to that with age, our balance, our equilibrium inside our body is getting imbalanced.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is that if we think in terms of evolution, we're not supposed to live after the age of 35. But fortunately, due to hygiene and medical conquest, we live now over 100. A lot of people live happy lives for 100 years. But after the age of 50, generally, in both genders, we start having problems, and many of them are associated with spontaneous inflammation in parts of our body. And to go back to what I mentioned a few minutes ago, there are cells which have in their membranes substances that are released during inflammation. And they are useful in terms of evolution, but they are painful, of course, and sometimes dangerous if we reach a certain age and we don't want to have them because they are destructive also. And these substances in the membrane of these cells are part of a chemical family, and the oil of the green leaf mussel of New Zealand, when absorbed, goes to these membranes and changes the mood and the pattern of the chemistry. And instead of getting angry and creating inflammation, these cells in their membranes become happy and quiet. The second mechanism of action, which is interesting in asthma, is that one of the pathways, the chemical pathways, that creates these inflammatory mediators is changed, and these chemicals are called leukotrienes. And for instance, my late friend Bernard Dugas in France demonstrated about 10 years ago that if you eat, if you absorb these capsules of oil of the mussels of New Zealand, your white blood cells will not release the leukotriene, which is associated with asthma. So we have already two mechanisms. And the third mechanism was discovered by my team at the Polytechnic University in Hong Kong under the direction of Professor Samuel Lo. What we did, we used an animal model in rats. And these rats, we can create in these rats an awful arthritis. The arthritis that fortunately most people don't get. But you know, this is approved by Animal Rights Committee, and these rats are pampered, and we control their pain anyway. But they have arthritis. And we looked at the protection against arthritis, which is something important. If you know, for instance, that a young lady like you is going at the age of 65 because there is family history of osteoarthritis, and you are slowly reaching that age, and you want to prevent the awful osteoarthritis of the knee that your mother, your aunts, and your grandmother suffered of, we demonstrated in rats that if you give these capsules before trying to induce the arthritis, they don't get arthritis.
That's fascinating.
Okay, that's one thing. Second thing, they have arthritis. And then we treated them with naproxen, which is a non-steroid anti-inflammatory drug, which is very standard, available over the counter at gas stations, etc.
Yes.
We treated them with olive oil, which was our control. And so we had a positive control, which was naproxen, and we had a negative control, which was olive oil. And we looked for weeks. And we saw that, and of course there were untreated rats who suffered, except we gave them some painkillers which were not anti-inflammatory, derived from morphine. And we looked at them, and we found that in their body, these rats had a lot of changes. When you compare that to the rats who were not treated and who had the arthritis, these rats were making a lot of immune reactions, secreting what we call cytokines, which they come from cells, that create terrible inflammation. Second, we found that these rats who were not treated were making pro-inflammatory proteins, and we have a catalog in which is updated almost daily by the world scientist community, showing which are the proteins associated with inflammation. We have also proteins that are anti-inflammatory. And to summarize our data, we found first that these animals who are treated with the green leaf mussel oil had much less pain. How do we do that? Well, you take the limb that has been which is the site of the arthritis, and you bend it. And, you know, it's painful. So the animal starts screaming, and you record their screams and you count them. And you find that when compared with naproxen, the oil of the green leaf mussel reduces the pain better. Well, that's important for patients. They don't want pain.
Hmm. So basically, in a nutshell, the fact that whether we have any type of inflammation...
I don't hear you.
Okay, well, I can hear you, so we're doing good. I'm talking, George, right now.
Howard?
And the fact that we can use the preventiveness to take the green lipid muscle in the capsule form, the liquid form, is excellent. I just want to share, because I know we only have a couple minutes, Dr. Vijay, you know, I've shared with you that I've had a situation with my knees, most of my left knee, playing a lot of sports, and of my age, so a little osteoarthritis has set in, and I've written a lot of books, and I've gotten a lot of information, and I've tried a lot of products, and until I started taking the green lipid muscle, the arthritic inflammation actually went away. The other thing that I'm really proud of is that I went for a physical a couple weeks ago, and I've inherited my father and my mother's, you know, bad heart stuff with high blood pressure, cholesterol, and whatever I've done, you know, that's just what it is. It's a hereditary factor.
Yes.
It took my blood pressure down to normal, took my cholesterol level down to normal, and I had used the green lipid muscle and the capsule. I'm so impressed with this product. You know, the way it works is that I have it in my ADD and ADHD diet book for children, for DHA, the EPA form of the omega-3s. I have it in the Secret Staying Young book because of macular degeneration, for helping preventing arthritis, helping preventing a lot of other situations, cardiovascular. This is a product that is awesome. I'm really impressed that George is on our phone, and we're talking. We have a couple minutes left, so Dr. Vijay, you have a question.
Well, yes, this is fascinating, George, what you're saying about the research. And as you know, my background is in epidemiology and integrative medicine. What are the new directions, some of the new directions you're going in research? I know we have just a couple of minutes, but can you tell us what new directions in research you're working with currently on this green lipid muscle lipid oils from New Zealand? This sounds absolutely fascinating.
Well, one is... the blindness that occurs with age-related macular degeneration.
Right.
And I just got, at 3 o'clock this morning, the approval from the School of Optometry at our university. We're going to start a study in people who have that condition.
Congratulations.
Second one is on the skin. There are some studies which are open studies that have shown that people who have a tendency to get sunburn, if they take these capsules about 2 weeks before going to the beach or to the mountain, their tolerance to the sun radiation is very much increased, and they don't get sunburn. And if they get some kind of sunburn, it's much milder than what it used to be. There's also some studies in children with atopic dermatitis, which is this eczema, which is awful in many children, and which seems to be very well controlled after about 2 to 3 weeks when compared to other treatments. So there are lots of things going on, and I think Howard Piper is a perfect patient, unfortunately for him, who demonstrates that this product has many targets in our body. And I think it's going to benefit a lot of people. And in the book, which is already 4 years old, so things are moving far and fast, in this book I listed a number of conditions.
Yes, it's amazing. Just last final question, Dr. George. Can you be allergic to green-lipped muscle lipid
No.
oil? Because, you know, we have a number of people who say they react poorly to or allergic to seafood.
Yes. Yes,
what is your answer?
And it's absolutely no, because there is not a trace of protein in the product that you take. And there's a European Center for Food Allergy in Nancy in France, and a friend of mine is the director. And we sent some samples, and she said, you can take it. There's no risk of allergy. So we've got the green light from the most respected authority on allergy to foods in the world, I think. So it's totally safe.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. George Halperin. He has two books, The Inflammation Revolution and The Amazing Healing Extract of Green Lipid Muscle. Doc, have a safe trip when you're going overseas. We'd love to have you back on again. You have so much information we would love to cover. And even though this is a recorded show, we would still love to have you live one day. I hope you will come back.
I will. I will. I look forward to it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And we'll go to a break, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes with Dr. VJ and Dr. H with Kiss Your Life Hello.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com. Or call 877-853-PURE.
Wake up with a unique daily show. Listen for Mitchell John in the morning. Mitchell will bring you news, sports, and stock news from yesterday. You'll hear interviews from high-profile figures from the world of sports, entertainment, politics, and authors. Mitchell will talk to people throughout America. This is a show that throws right down the center. It's fun, information, and yes, even a little bit of music. Catch Mitchell John in the morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Voice America, and Thursdays on the Voice America Business Network.
For several decades, homeopathy has been associated with more than just natural healing. What exactly is homeopathy, and how can it benefit your total health, lifestyle, and overall well-being? Tune in to Homeopathy, Health, and Transformation when host classical homeopath Linda Morse will take you through the philosophy behind homeopathy and with special guests explain how its principles can be applied to many aspects of modern-day healthy living. Homeopathy, Health, and Transformation airs live Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to our show, Kiss Your Life Hello. It's Dr. Vijay and Dr. H. Dr. Halpern did an excellent job talking about green lipid muscle. If you want more information about this absolutely unbelievable product, I'm totally impressed with it. And again, I have it in some of my books. Go to our email address, info@kissyourlifehello.com. Again, info@kissyourlifehello.com. And we'll be glad to answer questions about this unbelievable product. Great topic. You know, even though it's a tape show, because Dr. Halpern right now is in Hong Kong, and we Skype each other back and forth where we can see, you know, with the video. He's a fascinating guy. I love his book. I wish I could have seen this book a number of years ago, Dr. Vijay, because my dad had macular degeneration. He's passed down about 3 years ago. And I know I helped him slow down that situation. I think the green lipid muscle would have taken him to another place where he would have had his vision back again.
You know, we all have that people that we have lost our lives, and, you know, I think that's one of the reasons, you know, we are doing the show and doing what we are in the world, that, you know, we can provide this information and bring out, you know, knowledge and products that, you know, will serve, you know, everyone's health, you know, moving forward, that, you know, we have learned our lesson. And it's interesting, Dr. H, because since the early 1990s, you know, clinical studies have been showing that specific lipids found in this green-lipped muscle oil are very, very effective anti-inflammatories in the treatment of, you know, arthritis, and now studies are showing that this very effective marine lipid oil offers protective benefits to blood vessels and joints, and like you said, for macular degeneration and also, you know, organs like the skin, the bronchi, and the gastrointestinal tract. So I'm very excited, and again want to reaffirm that Dr. George Halpern, who wrote the book The Inflammation Revolution, he is actually from the University of, he got his medical degree from the University of Paris in France, and subsequently received his PhD from the Faculty of Pharmacy, again the University of Paris, and he's a fellow of the American Academy of Allergy and Immunology. So Dr. Halpern is board certified in internal medicine and allergy, and is the professor emeritus of medicine at the University of California in Davis. You know, so he's a very, very knowledgeable person, and we are so thrilled, and you know, it's been a pleasure to have him on our show.
You know, for years I've been talking about the deficiency of omega-3s in indications towards skin problems, to skin conditions, and people put suntan lotion on, and they end up getting deficiency of vitamin D, and they worry about their cholesterol. We need cholesterol for the skin. The omega-3s is so, so important for our skin, and to find a product that can help with these various forms of skin conditions, and or not so much that we don't have to worry about a condition, let's say as a preventive. So, you know, I'm out in the sun quite a bit, you know, living in Palm Springs, California, and I know I'm protected, so I don't have to worry about the suntan lotion. I have the balance of what I need in my body. And you and I talked about this before the show started, about our body being a temple, and the fact of nutrition and exercise and meditating, you know, is very, very important. It's balancing that body, mind, and spirit, the physical, the emotional, and the spirituality portion of it, which leads to my question that you went to a retreat last weekend.
Absolutely. It was a meditation retreat, Dr. H. Thank you so much for asking. You and I, you know, push ourselves, you know, very, very hard. You know, most of the days we work, you know, very long hours, unfortunately. But we are passionate about what we do. So every now and then, we get a chance to go in for a deep rest. And I had an occasion for resting in a meditation retreat. I practice a very advanced form of transcendental meditation. And so it was an enormous rest to my nervous system and my whole physiology. And as you know, there are tons and tons of research showing that, you know, the profound influence of these meditation techniques on the physiology of the individual, especially, you know, what we call the growth of orderliness and integration of the functioning of the brain. What we have, the EEG coherence, and, you know, and when you have electroencephalogram coherence of the brain waves on the different parts of your brain, they have been shown to correlate positively with academic performance, creativity, flexibility, mathematics, achievement, you know, mental health, cognitive moral development. It goes on and on and on. And tons of studies to show that it helps, you know, reduce blood pressure, reduce cholesterol in your body, you know, enhance your overall health. And like you said, Dr. H, very, very nicely put, we do need to take time off to meditate and to rest, you know, walk with nature and, you know, do yoga, tai chi, exercise, you know, and that all helps to bring a surge of biological, you know, reactions in the body, you know, and that's very, very important.
And finding that balance. Hey, that sounds like my dog. That's your dog.
Well, I have a mascot here, Spartacus, who's a Weimar runner. So he will bark when UPS guys come over to the office.
But we love the UPS guys.
He's wonderful. Having pets is another thing that you and I talk about a lot. We love our pets, and having pets in our life, you know, bring a surge of, you know, good hormonal balance, I feel.
You know, it's interesting when you're talking about meditating, too. My dog, Tashi, which we heard in the background with Dr. Halpern's interview, and also with my cat, Willow, when I spend some time just meditating, if not one of them, both of them will come up right next to me and just lay down right next to me, and they enjoy it. They just totally relax, and you can see how the energy is around the house by watching, you know, the pets, and if they're relaxed and they're just chilled out, and, you know, there's some good energy. Oh, we only have a couple minutes. Who is our honored guest next week?
Oh, very, very important person coming on next week. He's Senator Omar Raines. Senator Raines is an attorney, financier, and investment advisor with extensive experience in the international finance and capital marketplace. He has served three times in the Senate, as a Californian Senate. And while in the Senate, he served as chairman of both the Senate Judiciary Committee and the Business and Professions Committee, and as a member of the Senate Finance and Banking and Commerce Committees. But he's also now the chairman of the board of Essence of Life, which is the company that is that I'm the CEO of, and producing evidence-based natural nutraceuticals supplements. But Senator Raines is also the chairman and president of Reed Global, Rural Education and Development Global. His foundation here is a Gates-funded initiative, and they build libraries in Nepal, in Bhutan, in India. They'll be having a fascinating guest coming on board next week to talk about healthcare and what's the what's the issues now facing every American as we are dealing with this healthcare crisis.
And I have all my questions all lined up. So I'm going to say before we close that if no one's told you that they love you today, let me be the first. Love you all.
We love you. Thank you. And we'll see you. We'll hear you on our info at Jiva at Kiss Your Life. Hello. Send in your questions. And we look forward to receiving them. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.